Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And that is one of our problems today. There aren't enough people talking business. There aren't people that will communicate with each other. You know, because we live in this very difficult society where it's become something happens across the world and we know in seconds because of the internet or because of satellite TV that there's a problem, people have become more fearful. Because of all the scams that go on, people become more fearful. They've shut themselves off. Business people don't want to talk to strangers. If someone calls them up, they say, no, I don't want to talk to you. It could be the best business proposal that they've ever heard of. It could be something that would be helpful to them. Talk to everybody. Everybody that you get a chance to as a business owner. Learn from them. Experience them. See how they're presenting. Are they presenting better than your people? Are they presenting better than you are? Do they have information that would be helpful to you? Are they going to be the next person that helps move your business forward? Are they going to be the next person that helps you propel you to more success? If we shut ourselves off, is what's happening in the world today, if we put barriers around it, if we don't talk to other business people, if we don't just reach out to other business people to say hello to them, if we live in our little isolated world, it's a problem. Because we really don't know what's going on. We really don't have the chance to experience the human factor. And the human factor is the most important factor because what we do is we do business with people. So as you're going through your day today, say to yourself, who can I talk to? I don't care if it's the person at the convenience store. You walk in and you say hello to them. They may have something to say. They may have something profound to say. They may not. You're not going to know unless you absolutely have the conversation. Make sure you're having conversation with your family and your friends. Conversation and openness and understanding is the way to success. Now, of course, you have to protect yourself. Of course, you have to protect yourself from the people that are frauds and the people who just want to take advantage of you. But there are many, many ways that you can check people out. Facebook, LinkedIn, Google. My goodness, everybody knows everything about everybody today. So be careful, but make sure that we are getting the most out of business and the most out of life that we can by communicating with people. People have the answers. They may know something you don't know. Maybe you can teach them something. Maybe that would help the world. Maybe that would make the economy stronger. Maybe if you spend 5 minutes talking to another business person or a few minutes, maybe you'll give them an idea that will help them make their business stronger, and they will prosper, spend money, which will turn around and make your business stronger. Conversation and not closing yourself off, well, it's a mistake to do that. Never, ever, ever do that. Let's set a new tone today in life and in business by communicating and by even talking to strangers. Pick the phone up and call that business person across the street from you. Call the business person across the town. Call them in Chicago or LA. Find out what you can and what you can communicate and what you can teach. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.